So I took a page out of Megan's book, and I was still writing this speech up until the last minute here. But I'll keep my comments brief because I know all of you are looking forward to a lot of learning that you're going to be doing sixth period, so I won't take too much of your time. First of all, thank you so much to Mr. Marshall for those words, and thank you so much to all of you for being part of this, for being here. Thank you to Governor Walker, to Lieutenant Governor Malott, to all the members of the school board, Superintendent Boyle, and other community members, my parents for coming here. I still feel like I'm in high school if my parents are showing up to these events. And thank you to all of you students for being part of this as well. This absolutely is a win for K-High and something that all of you can be proud of. So it is incredibly valuable for all of you to be here and celebrating with us because, you know, it was one thing for our small group to be there in Texas, in Frisco, and to win the Division III championship and to feel it as a small group. That was one thing. But then to come home to Ketchikan and see all these people welcoming us in the rain at the airport ferry, and then to come back to K-High and to be celebrated in this way with everybody in the community and with the whole state, that's an incredible feeling for me, and it's an incredible feeling for everybody on the team. So thank you again for being part of this. Coaching the K-High Academic Decathlon team is one of the most rewarding things that I get to do in my life, and I'm incredibly grateful for that. And one of the most incredible things about coaching ACDC is that I get to see young people like all of you working hard, studying, and learning amazing new things, all because they choose to do it. They don't do it for a grade. They don't do it for school credit. They don't do it because a teacher or a coach tells them to do it. But they study and they learn and they win medals because they're motivated to do it themselves, to challenge themselves, to participate as part of a team, to engage in the joy of competition. And I think that that demonstrates something for all of us. It demonstrates that all of us have the ability to keep learning. It's not just something that belongs in the classroom. It's not just something that belongs in school. And learning for the sake of learning can also be incredibly fun and rewarding. So just to give you an example, just three things that these decathletes learned about this year. They learned about the history of all the different Ebola outbreaks that have happened in Africa. They learned about the differences between a kora and ngoni and a bala. And those are all musical instruments, by the way, from West Africa. And they learned about how growing yams is a very masculine activity, all from Chinua Achebe's novel, Things Fall Apart. So I don't know if these decathletes are ever going to use those specific pieces of knowledge again in their lives. But what I do know is that their act of learning and studying all of these new things, it sharpened and expanded their minds. It proved to them that they could discover and remember more than perhaps they had ever thought possible. And that's going to be valuable to them forever. And so please keep in mind that you don't have to be a straight-A student. You don't have to be like Megan and procrastinate at the last minute and still get an A to be part of Academic Decathlon or to challenge yourself to learn more in your life. In fact, most of the students up here on stage don't get straight A's. There's nothing wrong with that. You don't have to love school or be the best at school to keep expanding your mind and stay hungry for new knowledge. So I hope that all of you can feel proud that a team from K-High proved that they can compete and win on a national national and even international level. But more than that, I think the best kind of world that I can imagine is a world where everyone is a passionate, lifelong learner. So keep that in mind. Stay curious, keep an open mind, and keep learning. Thank you.
We'd like to recognize all the students that participated in ACDC this year.